Well, well, well.
Another Sunday, another ghostly talk. That's just how it works.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott O.
And I am Karma.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Wow. Awesome. Yeah,
this is Ghostly Talk.
And, yeah, we've got a special show for you lined up. But first, I want to tell you who we are, what we do. We are Ghostly Talk. We are on... live on what Pioneer Radio. Which is Pioneer. Pioneer.
This is live?
Rolo. I know, I can't believe I'm messing up so bad, but pioneer.rolo.net. Rolo is R-O-L-O. So pioneer.rolo.net, that's how you get to the streams and stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have our own website at www.ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
Very popular website. One that I haven't checked into in like a couple of days. It's been ridiculous.
I'm on there all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. And I usually am. But I've been doing a project at work and it just eats up my time. But that's almost
I'm
done.
I'm on it at work.
Almost
that's
done. Yeah.
All I have to do at work anyways.
Yeah. I check in from work sometimes. But when I'm, you know, compiling and doing all that, you know, computer goop.
Every time you say Rolo, it makes me think of those little candies.
The little candy, yeah.
And it makes me want to go leave and get
them. Hey, we're all, shut down the mixer. We're going to go up and get some Rolos.
Yeah, we're going
to break. In fact, can you email me some?
Pioneer.rolo.net is where Pioneer is. We are live on Pioneer Radio from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Mm-hmm. Which is midnight in England.
Sometimes a little over 9, though.
Sometimes.
Sometimes a little over 7, too.
Sometimes.
Sometimes a lot over 7.
It's when we want to. We immediately follow Ghost Tracker Radio, of course, from, ghosttracker.com? And, yep. and we're a couple of hours before W Paranormal. And their site, of course, is wparanormal.com. Yeah. However, I've got some exciting news.
I heard it, too.
Yes. Starting March 7th.
Yeah.
Is that a Sunday, I hope?
What?
Like that. We're all looking at it. Starting not this week, not
March
next week, but
7th.
The next week.
Yeah. That's this coming Sunday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah,
they
sleep day today.
They're going to be... Oh, yeah. Today only happens one every four years.
Right.
Yeah. So this is cool. Happy leap day, everyone. Starting March 7th.
I know I celebrated. I emptied my ashtray today. That's all I did.
Woo!
That's all you think to do for leap day.
W Paranormal is going to immediately follow Ghostly Talk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a power trio show going on because we're going to have Ghost Tracker Radio, which is an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
followed by Ghostly Talk, which is 2 hours, followed by W Paranormal in an expanded format. They're going to be 2 hours as well.
Oh, cool.
So we're going to have 5.5 hours. Of Ghost Radio.
That's a fun Sunday night.
Yeah.
That beats, I mean, I love, I love The Simpsons, but that beats it out any day if you ask me, personally. I'd rather listen to all these good shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The only thing is, doing a live show like this,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't get to hear, you know, very very much of the one before or the one after.
We're usually too busy before and after.
Because before and after the show, you're, like, doing, like, 8 billion things.
Yeah.
And some people have to work after the
and,
show.
Yeah, and you go home. But fortunately, I don't know about... Oh, yeah, Ghost Tracker has archives as well. So all of us have the archive section. Uh-huh. So ghosttracker.com, ghostlytalk.com, and wparanormal.com. wparanormal.com. We all have archive sections. So if you miss any individual show, you can always just go and check them out.
Guys,
I do.
Go ahead.
I do the archive thing.
I do too. I have to, yeah.
I usually just like listen to them to see how many mistakes were made. See if we can make any more.
You critique it?
Hell yeah.
Well, with this show, I'm already going ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Oh, Doug's got 12 mistakes in the first 3 minutes.
But Robin Bob from W Paranormal will be featured at the 2-year anniversary party, too.
No.
What do you mean, no? I heard they were coming to the party.
I'm afraid plans have changed.
Why is that?
I didn't even know they were coming,
but they can't. No. There's a CD release party that night.
A CD release party.
Yeah, and they have to go to the CD release party.
I bet if we...
Some drunken Irish band. Something like that.
Some drunken Irish band.
Yeah.
I bet if we
had
topless
dancers... more important, Rob? Come on.
We're going to have topless dancers.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
It's going to be me, but, you know, you're welcome to come anyway.
And belly dancers.
They're going to go see some drunken Irish band.
They're going to go see some Irish band doing, whirly gigs or whatever they do, yeah. No, actually...
It's probably their close friends. And
yeah, well, they're into that, you know. They're into the Celtic...
that's cool.
Ancient Celtic stuff.
And yeah.
St. Paddy's Day is coming up, too.
Oh, yes. That's, 2 days before my birthday.
Hoo-hoo.
My birthday, by the way, is March 19th. 1972.
And send some Killian.
Okay.
Or something like that, yeah.
72.
I wish.
Is that BC or AD?
Hey, leave me alone. I'm turning 27 for the 10th year in a row.
I just turned I just turned 23 last weekend.
No,
man.
You'd
That's
be
cool.
turning, what, 32?
Well, if my birthday were
you're
really...
You're going to make him say his real age on the air, aren't you?
No, you can compute
obviously
it.
Obviously 32 is not his real age.
You can compute it. If I'm turning 27 for the 10th year in a row, what am I turning? Or 27, I'm sorry. 27 for the 10th year in a row.
A whole lot.
Yeah, big number. We're talking with exponentiations and stuff or whatever. So
scientific notation.
Yeah, scientific notation. That'll be what my age is going to be written in on my...
All right, Karma, you have a horoscope you wanted to read for us.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's actually Scott L's and Doug.
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
Because both of us are Pisceans.
I was pre-reading it, and it's like, you guys are going to be kind of upset at this.
Okay.
I think it's true, though.
All right, let's check it out.
You're not going to hit me, are you?
Oh, okay. I don't know yet. You haven't read it.
It says, Pisces. People like to stereotype you as a mild-mannered, sensitive, romantic, easy to con, and push around.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, is that true so far?
I push them around all the time. It's great.
But
hey, when I'm sleeping.
But it also says, but teehee, you get the last laugh this month. Mars trots into your communication house on the 3rd, turning you into the mouse and the roared... I'm like totally seeing double here. Even as a forgiving soul like you has limits, and apparently you've taken just about all you can in one aggravating manner. You have the element of surprising... You have the element of surprise going on for you. Almost no one expects. I'm just gonna screw it.
No, keep going.
No,
you started
it. It's like small print here.
Let me read it. Can I read it?
Let Doug read. I think I got it.
You have the element of surprise going for you. Almost no one expects you to be tough, aggressive, or even worse, relentless. Take your turn playing Mike Tyson, baby, and remind others that the kick me sign has been permanently removed from your backside. You find yourself craving freedom, time off, and people who say yes and don't ask questions. You also decide to reward yourself with a special treat or experience. You do. Obviously, those Death Valley days of waiting your turn are over. This month, it really is all about you.
Pisces power.
I don't know. I don't think people look at me as a pushover, though.
I don't know. People who see me probably are kind of scared, especially with the scraggly thing I got going on because of the bathroom redesign. But yeah, I usually am kind of a pushover, but I can when I make up my mind, that's it.
Yeah,
I'll attest to that.
I'll attest to that.
I just want to say I really can read. That was really small print, and I kept losing my spot.
That's pretty good. So yeah, Pisces power this month.
They want us to be aggressive, apparently.
Yeah.
The guys.
Yeah.
And taking the kick.
Well,
me
Mars is in our house, our communication house. So Ghostly Talk is brought to you by Mars this month.
That reminds me of the Mars bar candy.
What do you
have all this candy?
Rolos, Mars bars.
There's something going on here. It's creepy.
So,
well,
anyway.
Usually when women crave chocolate, it must be.
Uh
oh. Oh, no. Scott's looking at me like,
I told you to wait.
Don't say that. Don't even.
But there's so there's good news. There's good news with the the Ghost Trekker radio thing.
Yeah.
They're moving their show to immediately follow Ghostly Talk, which is going to totally Ghost Trekker immediately precedes Ghostly Talk. W Paranormal is moving to immediately follow Ghostly Talk. So we're going to have like this huge block on Pioneer of ghost shows on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Totally rocks. They've also, Pioneer has been working extremely hard to get the BUFO or BUFO channel. I don't know. I haven't
like,
talked
Bufo.
To Mary about it. Yeah. But I think it's BUFO Radio. I don't know.
Or BUFO.
It's either BUFO or BUFO.
I think it's BUFO. BUFO sounds just goofy. What do you belong to? I belong to BUFO. I belong to Bufo.
I don't know.
Sounds like that clown.
Well, what if it is pronounced Bufo? And Barry's probably in the channel right now going, argh!
Well, hey, sorry. You
it sounds
me
like
Boo
Boo. Like Fubu. Fubu,
dude.
Fubu where?
Fubu.
Fubu. Bufo.
So the so they started a channel, All UFO.
Cool.
All UFO all the time. They talk about UFOs. Well, in space. You know, UFOs in space and Final Frontier stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a new thing on Pioneer. It started a couple weeks ago, I guess. Or
well, speaking of UFOs, we have a new edition. Well, it's the newest edition. We're doing this project with Heidi Hollis from AlienAdvice.com, where every couple of weeks or so, she'll call in on whatever night we're all here, and she'll take one of her letters she's received in her email that she does for her advice column,
and we do an audio answer.
Yeah, we do an audio. Yeah, we do an audio version of it. We put them up. We've been featuring the shorter versions in our commercial sequences, and then we're the big one I'll actually put up into the archives. So I have one up there right now, and I have to get the other one done to get up into the archives too. So check that out. Also, she's working real hard on that. Poor girl, she's working herself stupid.
Yeah,
but that's something big to look at too.
Oh, I think it's awesome because it's great to work with, you know, intergroup work like that.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't happen often enough.
Well, it's one of the people that we just had as a guest down here.
Yeah,
she's a friend now. We work together. We're trying to get her to come out for the 2-year anniversary.
Oh, she would probably freak out. I was at our last anniversary party.
She'd be mauled. I hear how you guys talk about her.
What did we say?
What do we
We're nice to her, don't we?
No,
are
I
we?
Know. Yeah. I'm not saying that you talk about her in a bad way, but
I what do we say about what do we say about
you
her?
Guys? As soon as one would walk away, another one would be right on her.
What?
I'm sorry. I should just shut up before I get fired. Anyways, it is not anything new that Heidi Hollis is attractive.
Oh,
yeah, who said she wasn't
attractive? I see where you're going with
that. Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. I told her that myself.
Oh,
absolutely.
Heidi.
I've told her. Hey, you're beautiful.
Heidi.
I think she's very
attractive.
She is very attractive, and she's an absolutely fantastic personality.
She would get mauled.
She's friendly. She's outgoing.
She's got it all.
Yeah, she's like really, really out there. It's
she
awesome.
Does.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
I hope we're going to work.
That's actual audio from the party that's coming out.
You'd be like, I think she has to make out with me.
So you think I come on too strong?
Either that or everybody would be like huddled in the corner wondering, oh, who's going to approach her? Who's going to talk to her?
They would be like, even Karma was on her.
She'd be like,
yeah,
okay,
she's
now,
a great
well, now we completely pissed off Heidi.
No,
let's see, what
flattered.
Other guests we can attack now.
She should be flattered.
Well, that's like my journal entries. On the ghostlytalk.com website, we have journals, and I haven't been doing as many as I used to, but there was a pattern going on where I was like totally, every single one was slamming somebody or something.
Yeah,
so I sort of broke the pattern, though.
It happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to voice your opinion. People have been voicing their opinion on our site quite strongly. Still.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Still
that.
The AD.
Yeah.
His initials, I'm not going to say his name, but his initials are Aaron Donahue.
Yeah. Oh, that is
tell me you meant to do that.
That is classic radio. I love it.
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool.
It's a joke, I do.
I'm not going to say his initials, but
his name.
Well,
but
we're still getting
an
email. We're still getting an email.
We still get
that.
Email about Aaron Donahue.
And mm-hmm. everything we received, so we haven't received anything negative. I'm real happy about
everything
that.
Everything is phenomenal, and the site is just a cornucopia of opinions
and
viewpoints, and people are discussing Aaron Donahue. And
so
really
I think he did his job. He did do his job. I mean,
see,
regardless of how he did.
That money will buy anything. People start saying good things about you.
Yeah, but he...
I'm teasing.
Yeah.
No.
I still haven't received a check. Yeah. But no, he's actually taken the vow of poverty, so he's not, you know, wanting money.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't sell a book or anything. I don't get it. But people are still voicing their opinions and very strong-minded.
That's fine.
About the Aaron Donahue
That's
show,
fine.
which
it's
was phenomenal.
It's generating discussion on the whole issue, and there's so many things that I actually...
I totally appreciate
Well, I finally got
that.
To sit down like on a Friday and go through the Art Bell show that he was just on recently when he was on Coast to Coast and listen to everything he was talking about then. I didn't have a chance to until Friday, and it was just... There were so many things to talk about. I mean, every point he made.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes without discussion that, well, that there would be that many viewpoints going on our site, basically, which is very cool. And it, there's some people that are extremely with him, some people that are extremely not with him. And that's good, though. We like that, personally.
I didn't get to listen to the archive of the Art Bell Show.
Yeah.
But from what I've been hearing is that he basically was more laid back. And I think that goes to show that, on Ghostly Talk, like what we try to promote, well, is that you can say what you want to say.
That's the thing.
And that our guests that we have on shouldn't feel uncomfortable where they have to hold back. And he does not.
Yeah, Aaron did not hold back. And,
fine.
More power to him, you know. Yeah, we got a lot of reaction about it. But we're not going to pull the archive. We're not going to apologize for it.
You don't want to hear it. Just don't download it, because we're not cramming it down your throat.
Do you know that is the single most downloaded archive of Ghostly Talk?
That's because of me. I tell everybody at work, you got it. Anything with Aaron Donahue, download it.
Well,
listen.
You know, Bonnie from Michigan Ghostbusters and the GT
Sporthouse.
Yeah, she tells people at work, you know, I went and I visited these people and they were doing the Ghostly Talk radio show, and here you can go to their site and download a show. The one that they pick, evidently, is always that Aaron Donahue show.
Well, yes, you know why?
Because
parental consent warning.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I didn't almost download one.
This is a juicy one. Click.
It's just like when I was a child and when Tipper Gore started at the PMRC and they started putting explicit lyrics on the CD, the cassette tapes.
Oh, the little
tapes.
Stickers or
so,
whatever?
You know, you
the
go in there.
Magnet.
Yeah, you go in there to, like, yeah, exactly. You go in there to buy an album and you're like, wonder I should get. I never heard these guys. But it's got an explicit lyrics thing on here. Sweet.
Gotta get my fake ID out.
it's like it matters. I never got carded one time. And I mean, you know,
I'm
stuff
surprised,
because
that's when it first came into a.
Yeah, I know.
Effect.
But I never, it was carded one. Well, I usually went to independent record stores, so they don't really care about that.
They just want your money.
They want your money, but they also aren't, they don't want to fold to something like that either. They believe in the same. Well, I personally, the stores that I go to,
we should
I know
Jeff
they
Wam-
exercise
Jeff-
that right.
You should ask Jeff Wamsley about that.
Yeah, I know.
His
we
viewpoints.
Should talk to him.
When we talk to him next time, if we can fit it in, I'd love to ask him about running a record store during the Tipper Gore days and stuff. And because if he was doing it, that would be awesome to hear just that stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, the industry.
I mean, it's not very
crunch.
Paranormal, but it's political. You know,
it's very political, and it does come down to there's a lot that goes on around that. Is this type of music really the work of the devil?
You know what? I never really heard of any like sting operations busting record stores for selling
to
minors.
Well, you know, that's because obviously it's such a huge problem.
It was
such a stupid
idea.
Yeah, it's such a huge problem. I mean, you know, we. Unemployment's up to 7% right now, but no big deal. We got to crash the record stores.
Well, it's like
very important. You know.
We want them to put the labels warning parents that there's foul language on there, but they hear it at home.
The last place that a parent's gonna be at is a record store.
Oh heck, you turn on your TV nowadays and it's all over.
Yeah,
they don't respect prime time anymore and say, prime time's gonna be all
family programming.
It's all. Whatever.
I tell you, you know what you got to do to make your life a lot easier? Just don't do
Unplug
it.
Unplug the TV.
Unplug the TV.
Yeah.
Things are so much simpler in life now. About the only exposure I get to TV now is when I listen to Drew and Mike in the morning, which is a local Detroit show here, the morning show that I love
to listen
to. And those guys, basically, they just watch those shows to, like, watch people get ripped on and made fun of and be made fools out of, basically.
The thing is don't even buy a TV.
Well,
I actually know some people who don't have TVs.
I'm not
that hardcore. I just can't do that.
My mom has a TV. Because before she came down here, I had an old TV, and the only purpose it served was to have my stereo off the ground. It didn't even work.
You used it as a...
As an
end table, of
right,
sorts.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have another announcement.
Oh.
Since, we're supposed to be doing announcements. Thank you. An upcoming guest. Because we just talked about Aaron Donahue for some reason. And an upcoming guest, we're going to have Vance West.
Yes.
From TrinitySciences.com. He's coming up, March 21st?
Yeah.
And he
is a personal friend of Aaron Donahue's, actually.
He's a friend of Aaron Donahue's, and he is very into remote viewing. He's going to talk with us about the mechanics of remote viewing and about remote viewing itself.
Yeah, that's one thing we didn't. Aaron had a different... how would I say, he had a different purpose to come on the show. He wanted to inform people of different things. We're going to learn about remote viewing now.
Right.
We're going to learn how it works.
And I think that's very, very important and very noble of him to come on and talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's the kind of work I'd like to see more and more people getting into.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's calling the Ghostly Talk line.
No.
That's the Ghostly Talk line ringing.
Oh, it is ringing. Hey. Ghostly Talk, how can I help you?
This is Mrs. Lambert.
Oh.
Well, hello, Mrs. Lambert.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm not doing well because it keeps rebuffering.
Rebuffering? Oh, we're having server issues?
We're going to do a tutorial right here on the show, it sounds like.
The what?
It keeps rebuffering?
Yeah.
Why don't you go on the low band line instead of the high band line?
Oh yeah, did you click on the one that says broadband or the one that says dial up?
Get them both.
Both of them rebuffer?
Yep.
It's because you are on a telephone line.
She's on the AOL. Or
she's
whatever.
On. Well, yeah.
AOL.
You're on AOL too, so that's a big problem also.
I just wanted to say hi.
Well, hi. We'll look into the server logs and see if there's anything that can be adjusted, but not now.
Yeah, we can't
not
right
during
now.
The show.
I'm a tad bit busy right now.
Yep. Looking at.
But we will definitely work on that for you.
Did you hear what I said?
No.
Yeah, what?
Cute cake I'm looking at.
Cute. The cake's on the website.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Isn't that awesome?
Woo! So
there's still a hunk of that sitting in the freezer.
Yeah.
I ate a piece of it the other day and there was so much sugar in it, it sent me through the ceiling.
Hear what I said?
What?
Woo! It's so scary.
That's what I thought when I came
in. I went looking. I wanted a scary one. They go, well, we have one with a clown on it. And I said, how about something with an instrument, something musical on it? And they go, well, we have one with a clown on it. And I'm like, okay, so this one here in the showcase, this is not like a sample cake. This is the one, right? And they go, yes, that's the only cake we have.
That's the one with the clown on it.
So that's why we got the one with the clown on it, yes. But I wrote Scott L. Rocks on it. Or, well, I didn't do it. They did it. You know.
What are you guys talking about tonight?
Tonight is going to be Electronic Voice Phenomena with AAEVP. With Tom and Lisa Butler,
yeah.
So we're going to do Electronic Voice Phenomena, an actual ghostly show.
Yeah,
tonight.
Imagine that.
Yep.
Woo!
So voices from beyond.
Yep.
Ooh. Some of them are very scary, too.
Well, you guys have fun.
We're going to try. And
thank
you. I'll work on the server for you this week, okay? So next week it hopefully won't buffer.
Yeah, because it just talks for a minute and then it goes away.
I'll see what...
I did remember how to get there, Scott.
Yeah, you know what? I'm proud of you for doing that.
Took me a while to remember to go to E.
Yeah, you want to use the big blue E, which, you know, is the damn portal of hell itself, but, you know, you need to use it.
That's
Miss
how it works.
Lambert, I think he put Mother Advisory on it, so you couldn't listen.
Oh, yeah, because they do that to you when you're an adult. The children tend to take over.
They do.
Yeah.
I do that with my mom.
Come on, I stay away.
Scott, we know that, too.
Yeah, all right.
Now, how long's it been since we've seen you, son?
I want to hear more.
A week, right?
We got to see him for, an hour, maybe.
Oh, really?
Oh, my goodness, Scott. That is so mean. That's your mother.
We didn't even see him on his birthday. I was in trauma all by myself here.
And you had this child.
Yes, and I had stomach aches all week.
Oh.
Scott,
go ahead. I'm going to turn my mic off.
Scott turned his mic off.
And he's turning red, too.
Because I'm getting pissed.
We'll see what we can do to rectify that, too. We'll tease him until he comes over and visits with you.
Oh, he calls me every day. As long as I know he's okay, I don't mind.
That's true. That is good.
As long as I know he's okay. Because he's my baby, you know.
Aww.
Shut up, all three of you, all right?
No, we're happy.
You guys are
baby
all going to get the ass kicked out of your lives in a second.
Baby
oh, my
boy.
God.
Baby boy.
Wait till you hear the actual audio of a birthday party that we have coming up.
Okay, y'all, have fun.
Thank you, Miss L.
Bye, Mom.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
See ya. Jesus Christ.
Mom, I'll call.
Scott, Mom, he called.
Yeah.
You forgot your lunch money.
Yeah.
I'm teasing.
No, she's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
She's cool.
Mom L. rocks.
She actually learned how to get on the stream.
Mom, you
let's have all of our moms call.
Oh, that would be cool.
My mom would just complain.
The families of Ghostly Talk.
Did you know you left your rear, 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 rear?
What was I saying? I was saying something important. Oh, Vance of TrinityScience.com is going to come on the show, and he's going to talk about remote viewing. He's got a team of people. He's got other remote viewers, working with him, and they're working on a project.
They're working on lottery numbers too.
Well, they work on lottery numbers, and they're also working on a special project. They've devised up a special project, and they're going to analyze. They're going to do this project, and they're going to analyze the results and things, and they're going to bring them to the show.
I think my mom's calling again.
Well, let's find out.
Frank's Fried Chicken. How can I help you?
Is this Ghostly Talk?
Yes, it is.
This is Ghostly Talk.
I get on the air.
Yeah, you're on the air.
On the air.
You are.
Hey.
Hey. What's going on?
I'm looking for Amanda.
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 Amanda Huggin' Cat.
What?
Amanda, what?
What?
A little slower, please.
Yeah, you got to speak slower. Can you say that again,
Amanda.
Amanda Huggin' Kiss.
Amanda Huggin' Kiss. Oh, I get it. Who is this?
This is Badonkadonk.
Badonkadonk. Oh, my gosh. Badonkadonk happens to be in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you say it? I seen it last night or today. I forget which day it was.
Yeah, you're a Michigan person, aren't you?
Yep, right out of Redford.
Sorry about that.
Ooh,
oh, man.
He's launched a shot at this gentleman. Yeah.
No, not that you're from Redford, of course.
That you're from Michigan.
That you're from Michigan. And yeah. Although the weather here has not been
weather's
so
been
bad
beautiful here this weekend. Days. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to go out ghost hunting, Will.
No.
Even though we had planned on it.
What's going on in Redford?
Nothing. Ghostly Talk in rum, I guess.
Oh, there you go.
In rum.
We're having Ghostly Talk in Diet Pepsi here in Fraser.
I'll let you guys get back to work.
Yeah, we're gonna have coming up after the break, we're going to have Tom and Lisa Butler of AAEVP. So we'll be talking about electronic voice phenomena. Right? So stay tuned.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
We'll catch you later.
Oh my God, this has been a car crash segment. You know that?
So look forward to the March 27th episode. Of course, we have...
21st.
Or I'm sorry, March 21st. The March 1st. Is it March 1st is going to... or
March 7th.
March 7th?
Yeah, March 7th, we're going to have Winston Wu back on.
Thank heaven.
Yeah.
We're going to have Winston Wu back on. I'm so excited because Winston Wu, if you haven't clicked on the link, you go to go right now or after the show, go to www.ghostlytalk.com, click on Winston Wu, read that paper.
We're
having him, the author of that paper, on the show.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be here next Sunday.
If you're not, that's okay, because I read that paper. It enthralled me.
I'd really like to be here for that.
I mean, I read it.
Where are you going to be?
Cover to cover.
New York.
Awesome.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, New York doing rock star stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, actually sitting in a smelly van with five other idiots.
Are you going to take your mom with you?
Yeah, my mom's coming, too.
Oh, that's cool.
So let's do this. Let's go to break so that we can get AAEVP on the phone, and we will be back after that, talk about ghost stuff.
Maybe.
See you in a few.
Radio, hosted by certified paranormal investigators Rob and Bob, Sunday nights at midnight, only on Pirate Radio. For show information, visit us at wparanormal.com.
Remember when you turned two? You probably had
honey, go out and candle.
When you threw your face into a cake and then threw it at others.
No, honey, don't do that. Don't stop. No.
Well, Ghostly Talk is turning two. Yes, it's our second anniversary party happening March 13th at our friend Bonnie's house. We want you there. Bonnie's address is... Or just join Doug,
Scott L.,
Will,
and Karma here
at www.ghostlytalk.com March 13th for a very special Saturday night Ghostly Talk anniversary party.
You don't want to miss this anniversary, especially if you tuned in last year to our first anniversary party. I'm sure there'll be plenty of mouth-to-mouth cake feeding going on.
Oh, God, not again. No more of that, please. Anyway, Saturday, March 13th, Ghostly Talk's second anniversary party at www.ghostlytalk.com.
Open your presents, big boy.
MrOlaf.com. See what you've been missing out on.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Services such as web and pop-free email, image editing, and logo design at very low rates.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Free streaming and downloadable videos.
MrOlaf.com. That's www.MROLAF.com.
Funny videos that will make you poop your pants laughing.
Can you feel that?
nothing like a short in the system, huh?
Yeah, we have a shorted wire or something.
Well, don't touch it. Just don't breathe on it. Don't lick it. Don't do anything to it. Just let it sit where it's at. So
there's
deal with
a thumb in the air tonight.
I'll dig out some tweak or something after the
show. Throw a penny in it.
Yeah. Oh, that'll work.
That always works.
That always works here in Ghostly Talk. Yeah.
All right.
This really is.
We're all exhausted today.
Yeah, I know. This is really something. This really is Ghostly Talk. I really am Doug.
And I really am Scott L.
And I'm Karma. Yes, I am.
Excellent. So we're back. Mm-hmm. We have Tom and Lisa Butler of AAEVP mm-hmm. on the phone, so we're going to be introducing them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about EVP. So, Scott, do the formal stuff.
Can I do my Ted Koppel voice?
Yes, please.
No.
Why don't we do it?
Again? Okay.
Do, like, announcer voice.
Announcer voice.
Announcer voice?
Do announcer
voice.
All right,
voice. Here's my... Hang
on. At, like, a monster truck show.
I had a hairball.
Oh, okay.
Monster truck show announcer.
I can't do monster truck show announcer.
Just do it. I want to talk to them because I want to know about EVP. AAVP.
All right, here we go. Oh, wow, hey.
Oh, you tell us?
We're getting violent. All right, here we go. I can't do this.
Just read it.
Lisa has a bachelor's degree in psychology, and Tom has a bachelor's of science degree as an electronics engineer. They are the directors of the American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena, and the authors of a book on EVP titled "There Is No Death and There Are No Dead." They publish a quarterly news journal for association members and have published articles in other magazines and journals. Both became interested in survival, phenomena, and metaphysical concepts at an early age. They have been working in the field of electronic voice phenomena and recording the voices for over 14 years now. When not writing or conducting research and experiments, the two conduct lectures about non-physical phenomena for various groups. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Tom and Mrs. Lisa Butler to the show.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Lisa.
Howdy.
Was that all right?
Did that go well?
Very well.
Oh, thank you. what we'd like to know is the high view to start out with. What is EVP and that kind of thing? I think that you're probably talking to more people who practice getting EVP than on maybe other shows, because we have a lot of ghost hunters in our listenership. But give us the high view of EVP,
okay,
if you could.
Okay, that's great. We like to talk to people that know what EVP is, because we can talk about a lot of different things. Basically, it's the recording of paranormal voices on anything that will record. We have people that get EVP on their answering machine. You know, it's nice. You don't even have to go out there looking for them. They call you.
That actually happened with a previous show. We have a gentleman who has a show. His name's Jerry. He has a show called Phasmata that he's working on. It's a paranormal show, some similar to ours. And he actually came on the show one night with EVPs that he's recorded, and he actually received an EVP from his father that was on his answering machine.
So it does happen.
Yeah.
We know this.
It
yeah.
does. And, you know, if you're familiar with EVP, you know a lot of times, especially in the beginning, you might have to listen for them carefully. And we would suggest that people on their answering machine messages, oftentimes when you get a caller, before they speak, in between the pauses in their words, or when they say goodbye before the machine hangs up, listen to those things very closely, because as people have been listening to their answering machines, we're getting more and more reports that people are actually hearing EVP in those messages.
Well, the thing about answering machines is there's two kinds. There's, you know, the kind that goes onto cassette tape, and there's the new digital kind. Does it work on both?
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, I felt like analog was probably better, and we had this old analog answering machine, and I was waiting, you know, for them to talk on it, and the thing finally broke down, and we were forced, basically, to go out and get a digital answering machine, and it wasn't, I mean, it was like the first week that we got it. We got our first EVP.
Oh, wow.
But what you have to do, why don't I let the engineer talk about
it? one of the things we've learned is Radio Shack sells what they call an inductive coupler. It's a little suction cup with a cord that has a plug on it, and you can put that over the answering machine and plug it into your computer or into a tape recorder.
Cassette recorder.
And go ahead and download, because the problem, we get emails all the time about people saying they've got a message on there, they know it's paranormal, but how do they get it off of the machine?
How do they capture it, yeah.
Oh, do we have information like that on our website?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so our website has a lot of stuff on it, and you have to really poke around on it because it just kind of has kept growing and growing. but I think the part number is on the website for that.
And it's an inductive coupler.
I've seen those.
Yeah.
It's a little suction cup kind of thing, and
they
it's made for recording.
They have those for cell phones, too,
also. They have them for cell phones?
Yeah.
They have them for regular phones? Yeah. I've seen them at Radio Shack, so I know what you're exactly what you're talking about.
Now that's something interesting right there, because the broad view definition of capturing EVP, let's say, I always looked at it as like, you know, I'm a weird dude and I'm going to the cemetery with a recording device and I'm gonna consciously try to pick up these voices. I'm trying to do this. This is what I'm trying to do. But the fact is though is that this can happen at any time.
That's right, in any place.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we talked to you on the... We were talking to you guys before we went on here, and we do this a lot. We're always out with our recorders trying to capture EVP. And needless to say, we don't have much luck. we're not very good, I guess, at it.
Yeah, we ourselves don't have very much luck yet. We know other ghost hunters who get incredible amounts and just things that absolutely, you know, change your world when you hear them. You're like, whoa, you know, because they it's a lot like taking photos. When you take a photo and it's got orbs or mist or vortex, or although I haven't had a full apparition, you know, I've had other things. And when you take the photo yourself, you know for a fact that that was not there when
when
you took
it. Yeah.
It's the same thing. I imagine it's got to be the same feeling when it's an EVP that you captured. It's got to be like, I was there, and that was, you know, I didn't hear that. That was not a sound in, you know, it should not be on
the
tape.
Yeah.
What's
so
interesting is that some places just are better, is what we're finding out, than others. We got into this doing controlled experiments. In other words, doing, you know, we had a lab, a little, you know, just a house, you know, with equipment. It sounds something like Scott, the person that likes all the electronic gear. We were trying, you know, just to bring in relatives and get information on the other side. And it was just a few years ago that somebody asked us to talk at a paranormal conference, and then we went on a investigation afterwards, and we went to a place. It happened, of course, to be Halloween, so guess what? You know, the TV crew was with us.
Uh-huh.
And we went to a location that never had been investigated. It was built in like 1880-something. No one had ever investigated it, and we were blown away. We were getting first and last names.
Oh, wow.
Several first and last names and just all of this information. And needless to say, after that, we were hooked.
Yeah, it's something, I know, the few that I have captured, I have taken these pieces of audio and ripped them eight ways from Tuesday, put them backwards, put them forward, stretched them out, changed the pitch, isolated them, you name it. I've tried every little trick there is just to see if I could hear it more clearly, because unfortunately, sometimes these things come through and you hear something that's anomalous, but not all the time is it very clear. As a matter of fact, there's an EVP that Doug captured at Mansfield Reformatory. God, that was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
That we're still arguing about today.
Yeah, what does it
say?
What
does this guy say?
Oh, that's a good question, because you guys capture EVP and stuff. What's the percentage? Like, how many good ones? Or how do you classify these things then?
We would say the ones we're playing for you tonight, the very first one that we were going to play, it was a very evidential EVP, because it was where somebody had died and nobody knew the name of the person, and we asked and we got a name.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of a typical EVP. The rest of them are pretty dadgum loud, and running the association, we hear tons and tons of EVPs, and maybe what, 1 out of 1,000, 1 out of 500?
Yeah, and it depends on, some recorders are superstars, just like athletes. And so some will bring us high quality every time, and others, we're real happy. We classify them based on Sarah Eastep, the lady that founded our association. Mm. She came up with Class A, B, and C.
Okay.
Basically, a Class C one, we just assume people didn't try to share it with anybody, because you're just guessing what it says. But a Class A, anybody should be able to hear it over the speaker and
pretty much
probably understand it.
Okay. So you guys have three different classes then. That's
right.
That's probably the hardest part right there is trying to classify these things because it's like it's all over the scale basically. I mean,
yeah.
But there are ones.
The ones that we got, we're arguing over what they say and things like that. And that's not really, even though it's interesting for us,
yeah.
It's probably really boring for people to, you know, okay, they're just arguing about what it says, you know.
Well, EVPs are exactly like any type of spirit photography. There's a story for every single one.
Right.
There's a story for every single one. And that's, you know, that's part, I don't want to call it the problem, but when you show someone, hey, look at this picture, for example. Okay, well, I see a mist there. Well, okay, when I shot this picture, man, there was nothing there.
Right.
There was nothing there at all. I swear to God, there was. And by the way, 25 years ago, somebody was slaughtered here. Or something. I mean, I don't want to be so graphic, but
you always have some kind of background.
There's some
type
of story,
yeah.
And the same thing goes for EVPs. I've found too.
When I went on the website and I checked out some of the EVPs, some of them because it gives you the what it's actually being said.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I was like. That's not what I'm hearing.
I've noticed that on a lot of websites.
Different.
Yeah.
We get a lot of emails from people saying that, no, it doesn't say that, it says this.
And that's on ours, too. So it happens to everybody. But, you know, you think about it, take our conversation out of context, all right,
mm-hmm.
and just use three words. It's an old game of whispering in each other's ear. Think that... It's not just EVP, it's our hearing a lot of times. It
uh-huh.
takes words out of context and it's hard to understand.
Yeah, well, my hearing shot too.
Well, it's your perception also. I mean, what I perceive is something that I might hear, Doug perceives it completely different, which
right.
is illustrated by that example I just gave.
Right.
We totally, what he says and what I say are two different things completely.
Mm-hmm.
There was only two of them that I thought didn't exactly sound like what was written above the EVP sample.
We're pleased. There's a group in Italy, Paolo Pressi's pretty much our contact with him, and they've been doing some very serious research on the nature of paranormal voices, not just EVP, but your direct voice from seances and such.
Mm-hmm.
And they've identified some excellent reasons why you have a hard time understanding even a loud EVP, one that seems to be enunciated well, and why it's difficult for more than one person to agree on what it says. And basically what they found is in EVP, they're missing the voice box frequency, you know, the fundamental frequency that starts out down in your throat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't have the usual arrangement of frequencies and therefore the usual cues that we've learned as we grew up to recognize words out of voice.
That's interesting too. I mean, like you guys just said a second ago, people have different types of hearing too.
Yeah.
It could be physical also. I mean,
excuse me. Well, I have a question. The I know how sound works in kind of a rudimentary manner. You know, the voice box does its like wiggling and stuff, and it causes the air. It causes the air to actually percuss to move it with. You know, the sounds that you're making,
mm-hmm.
and then the air carries that voice, carries that, you know, wave.
Mm-hmm.
It's air, molecules going back and forth, you know, in some pattern.
Uh-huh.
Is that how EVPs work, or do they work on a different kind of level? Do they actually, are those voices affecting the actual recording mechanism as opposed to the air percussing around the microphone? I mean, I don't see how this voice gets onto the recorder when nobody actually heard it.
I've got this vision of a wiggle train bouncing around inside my mouth as it's
sorry, but that's kind of what happens. It percusses the air. It actually makes the air move.
What we found is that we quite often will say, okay, you need to supply background noise in some situations, and we're not saying that the EVP is coming in through the microphone. The voice is coming in through the microphone. What we're saying is that the noise energy is the sound energy.
Mm-hmm.
We think that the actual formation of the voice occurs in the active junctions of the transistors or the vacuum tubes.
Okay.
And we think it's telekinetic, and there's a long explanation of how that probably works, or at least we think it works. But the bottom line is that the research is showing that the voices are formed by the thickening, selective thickening of the noise. It's like transfiguring noise into voice.
Wow. Okay, so like a white noise generator or something placed nearby would actually supply a source for a spirit or an intelligent entity to do its transfiguration or its whammy on this noise so that we can record it onto tape or into a digital file.
One of the reasons we think this, because we want to say, number one, even though we're the directors of this, we continue to learn. It's just like, we can't tell you exactly what the other side is like, and hopefully we'll be able to when we get there.
Report back.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't, you know, we want to say, we don't know everything. We can just state what, you know, what kind of the statistics, what seems to be most common, happening most often. And one of the things, all right, the association that we're now running has been in existence for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
When Sarah was running the association, you know, we've got data from way back then, and they did a lot of group recordings. People went to Egypt together and recorded in the pyramids.
Oh, God.
But there's just been a lot of times a bunch of us have gotten together and recorded. And so far in that 20 years, no one has picked up the same EVP on two different recorders.
At the same time.
Okay? So that seems to show that the voice isn't outside of the recorder, but the entity is affecting the interior of the recorder.
Yeah, this one separate recorder itself.
Right.
It isn't an open sound, for example, if I had like four different recorders in this room right now, and I turned them all on record and went, it's not like that at all.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What we do, okay, this is a good tool to use in ghost investigations. Now, we do want to say that there's another set of researchers that we respect that disagree with us on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they say they have picked up the same thing on two different recorders.
Oh.
Well, I guess it's possible, but I would say, you know, okay, Leslie Flint, if you know him, or in some spiritualist seances, mediums like John Edward...
Mm-hmm.
would get what they call direct voice phenomena. That means a paranormal voice that's out in the air that, you know, several people can hear.
Mm-hmm.
If an entity was able to do that, we can see that then, okay, the voice is outside of the recorder, and a couple of recorders could pick it up.
Very interesting.
It's very rare. So one of the things that we recommend to people doing investigations, because, you know, if there's a bunch of you, you know how you can get excited and there might be a little bit of noise. And so we tell people when they're doing EVP, if there's a lot of activity around, to record together or to use the audio of a video recorder along with your regular recorder. So if you get an EVP and it sounds maybe too good to be true...
Mm-hmm.
You can verify.
Yeah, exactly.
If it was human or not.
Interesting.
We have members in the association that walk around with three or four of those little digital note takers going at once. They just love those little devices. But one of the things that we advise them is that they always keep it set so that it's the longest play, which would be the lowest quality.
Mm-hmm. That's how I set mine, actually.
Really noisy inside, and that's just what they need to make the voice.
See, that's amazing because it's completely opposite of what we kind of learned going along here. Usually it's like, okay, but shut up. Be quiet. We don't want to have any noise here whatsoever. And, that, you know, I have noticed that the renowned people like yourselves who have done this, the work you guys have been doing, I listen to these pieces of audio, and there's usually people in the background going, hey, what's up? And they're talking, and there's the conversations going on, and something just jumps in there, in between something.
But what I like is the idea of having controls. Because what you're saying, I think, is that if you've got many different recorders going at the same time, and you get something anomalous on one, you can take all the other, whether they're digital files or audio tapes or videotapes from video cameras that have a microphone on them, you can find that spot in those tapes and hear, if it's on all of them, you go, oh, no, that was so-and-so laughing or whatever.
Well, yeah, there
you go. But if it's only on one recorder, that's definitely anomalous.
Something very weird going on there.
Put the error on the side of rejecting even a good EVP if we can't tell for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I just thought of, too, now this may just tie into what we were talking about before.
we talk a lot on this show about residual types of hauntings.
Oh, residual types. Those are the kind that go over and over and over again. Like the classic is going to be, you know, a struggle at the top of a staircase and somebody falling down the staircase, and the people in a hotel or a castle or whatever see that every year at the same time. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I'm wondering if, I mean, this may tie in with that loosely, but it may not. If you are, I mean, I'm just curious if there's been any types of EVPs that have been able to be captured more than one time. As in, okay, well, you know, let's go here and let's see if we can capture this. Now, it may not exactly be, I imagine it'd be very, very tough to pinpoint, okay, this is what time it happens every day or every year or whatever, but I'm wondering if there's ever been anything caught like that where it was repeated again.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't know how soon you got to go to break.
We've got like 1 minute or something. Wait, let me see.
Yeah, we got
15 to 8. Yeah. We've got like 1 minute before break.
Okay, when we come back from break, track 32 was sent to us by David V in the UK, and it's the sound of a drawbridge on a castle. The drawbridge was removed in 1550.
Jeez, old Pete.
Okay, and that... this sound repeated. He got it several times.
Oh, no.
Now is this like a direct thing? Like, is this something that you can hear with your ears, or only pick up with a?
Only with the recorder.
Oh wow. Okay this All is right. awesome.
Let's take a break.
Let's take a break because I want to come back and hear that. Yes.
Let's get the break out of the way. So yeah, we'll be right back here. We have Tom and Lisa Butler on the phone from AAEVP. This is like really cool.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked right now.
We'll be right back.
Free to do other things? Try a stagehand tool belt. Stagehand tool belts can accommodate any task, whether you're building a stage or bringing down a haunted house.
Stagehand tools.
For all your industry needs, we have, for example, EMT pouches, radio pouches, tape measure holders, mailbags, and numerous flashlight accessories. Just go to
www.stagehandtools.com.
And see all the cool stuff that Stagehand Tools has for you.
www.stagehandtools.com.
We know where to stick it.
Hello, this is Aaron.
This is Jennifer.
And something very dark would like you to listen to Ghostly Talk.
Hi, this is Heidi Hollis with AlienAdvice.com, and I'm coming to you with some questions that I get from people from my column, Alien Advice. And the next question I have is, Jay asked, I wanted to ask how I can help my son to be able to guard against the shadows, and I would say aliens too. He is very young, not yet two, but he wakes up with night terrors, and the way he looks around the room, I know he sees something. I also remember when I was little, I had trouble that way also. Not so anymore, because I've gotten away from my visitors when I was a teenager. They mostly came to me in my dreams as the cloaked figure, but I pray or ask for protection for myself and my son. But is there anything else I can do for added protection for him? Jay, as for your son, the prayers help for certain, and I wouldn't let that slide for a minute. With him being so young, it makes it harder since he cannot fully understand about choices and standing his ground against such creatures that I consider to be dark. So I feel you are more than stepping up to the plate to help him when he cannot currently help himself as much. And thinking that every little bit helps, let's get to the bits of it. Having religious symbols and stuff like that above his bed or something helps, I feel, because I think it's the strength behind the symbol that truly helps more than just the symbol. You could even find him some sort of like religious t-shirts or whatever it is that you believe in, or even So I wouldn't even suggest to wear a necklace or anything like that since the kid's so young. To sleep with something like that might be dangerous. But saying your prayers with him, having him repeat as best as he can with you might help as well. Saying tidbits of prayer throughout the day couldn't hurt either. I would say make it into a song of some sort and help make him sing along with you and see if that will help out. So I just feel that any little effort helps, and I think it's the thought behind it more than like religious this or religious that or symbols this. I think it's more of our strength that really helps protect against these kinds of things.